The Trump administration has ordered the National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA, to close some of its public facilities and lay off hundreds of staff, a decision they say will cut costs and reduce real estate holdings. Critics say closing parts of a federal agency that holds key documents in U.S. history will essentially deep six hundreds of thousands of historical records, many of them integral to an understanding of the history of immigration and immigrants. A group of activists has organized to prevent the imminent closure of NARA's San Francisco branch, located in San Bruno, California, which they say will make access much more difficult for students, scholars, and the public. Grant Dinn is communications co-chair of Save Our National Archives.
NARA is the National Archives and Records Administration, and it's probably best known for housing the Declaration of Independence and other important documents at their headquarters in Washington, D.C. But it also has a network of regional offices, including in College Park, Maryland, but also Chicago, San Francisco, which is actually in San Bruno. And those regional centers have documents that are especially relevant to the areas where they're located. For example, in San Bruno, there are a lot of Asian immigration files, the case files that when people had to come to this country, especially during periods of the Chinese Exclusion Act, the Gentleman's Agreement, which restricted Japanese immigration, and then Immigration Acts of 1917 and 1924, it made it very difficult for people to come to this country. And even people from Eastern and Southern Europe had strict quotas as well. So there are hundreds of thousands of case files in San Bruno for people from about 80 different countries. And those are very important for family members, as well as scholars and researchers.
Dinn says the NARA San Bruno records include important local history, like that of Japanese Americans who were forced to renounce their citizenship during World War II and later reinstated it, as well as West Coast German and Italian Americans who were jailed in a little-known internment camp in Pacifica called Sharp Park during the war. The closure, he says, may be aimed at sanitizing complex readings of U.S. history.
I think it's part of a whole attitude that this history is not important, as shown by examples at places like the national parks where it can be seen as detrimental to the U.S. government, and so it's the sanitized version of our history that people are trying to promote. And so the documents here in San Bruno and also in Chicago show the country with its warts and all, that they would exclude a certain population from coming to this country. These files are deemed not important, that they're not part of the narrative of an easy American history that doesn't have any warts at all.
While the administration claims the records will be digitized at some point, Dinn points out that it will take years, perhaps decades, to catalog and digitize the massive holdings, during which time they will be largely inaccessible. Dinn says Save Our National Archives is asking people to take action.
We are asking people to visit the website SaveOurNationalArchives.org. And on that site is instructions on how to write letters to the archivist of the United States, Edward Forrest. He is also, his main job is head of the Government Services Agency, where they've been instructed to discard of a lot of federal properties. They want to just get rid of everything all at once. Also, contact your congressional representatives and your senators. The local Congress member in San Mateo is Kevin Mullen. So if you're in his district, we really encourage you to call his office.
That was Grant Dinn, communications co-chair of Save Our National Archives.